Good, good, good. Okay. Obviously, the still-gone appearance of a fourth preseason game. You know, I think both coach and I were on the kind of on the same page as far as not playing players. You know, they held a lot of players out. We did so too. Not typically something that we do, but again, after our experience last weekend, we decided it was the best for our team. So we gave a lot of younger players an opportunity to play. We actually went to, exclusively to a three-down defensive line front, the odd front, because our numbers were down at defensive end. And so we got some really some much-needed playing time for our linebacking core. But overall, as far as the game's concerned, you know, there were some good things in there. You know, there's some frustrating things. You get frustrated at some of the young mistakes that the players made. But all in all, our training room's empty right now, so that's good news.
You're ahead of the game, man. Huh?
Yes, we are.
What did you see at the linebacker, just off the top of your head?
I will have to look at the tape. You know, have to really look at the tape. But you know, we played obviously Darren and Race. You know, early, and then we wanted to look at the rest of the guys. So, you know, we'll look at tape as far as the bag is concerned. Got plays, all the DBs. And so I think, you know, from a commitment standpoint, from us to them, we told them they're going to get a chance to play in the preseason, the young guys, and they did.
Your thoughts on your quarterback play out there, both guys together?
Yeah, I thought Austin was a little excited early. You know, he sailed a couple balls, but settled down, made some plays. You know, Garrett was pretty much under siege there at the end. All he needed to do was make a play, one or two plays, and we have a long-range field goal kicker that could have won the game for us. But
Jeff, how tough is the call at defensive line? We got a lot of depth when we start to do the final roster game.
Really, it's part of the process. You know, we've got depth at some other positions. We've got depth at the offensive line. We're gonna have to let some guys go that play well for us. So we'll get together, and you know, this is the hard part about the National Football League right now. In the next couple of days, you know, we start reducing your roster to 53. So we'll have some discussions tomorrow, and we'll go from there.
How much do injuries, especially guys that you have to carry into the season, who are going to miss a lot of time, you stuff to carry them, how much does that affect roster?
Well, we got things that affect. We have Stead suspension that affects the roster. You know, we've got True's injury that's going to affect the roster, and you know, Barrett Jones' injury. So, you know, you can go ahead and they can be part of the 53, and then they're part of the Sunday inactives. But those are things that all fall into play with these decisions.
What did you think of Sam and Westbrook? They both seem like they had their moments out there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to have to see the tape. It looked as if Ethan was making a lot of plays every time I looked, but I didn't really see anything good nor bad out of Mike, but we'll look at the tape. But he played hard, he got a lot of snaps.
Taking into account just total body of work, whether it's with you guys or somewhere else, did Michael Sam prove in this preseason that he can play in this league?
I believe he can play in this league, yes. Yeah. As can some of the other guys on this team that had good preseasons.
Thank you.